Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, this is time for the wisdom moment. And we will share, we always share about the wisdom moment. And we covered correspondent with the day. Mm-hmm. And today's the 27th of the month. And we're looking at Proverbs 27, verse 1. We just want to get God's wisdom over our life. You know, God's perspective. And Proverbs 27, 1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." Mm-hmm. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. So he's saying basic verse, he's like, dude, today's not through yet.
Yeah.
You're talking about tomorrow, and you don't even know if you'll survive today.
Right.
And you're not in control of today, and you're not in control of tomorrow. And he said, don't even boast about it. I mean, you can have a vision for your business and your ministry and your life, but understand it's always 4:15. And I'll talk about what time is it? It's 4:15. And we'll talk about what that means. But remember that. It's 4:15. And your friends and people that are with you, they need to know he's going to tell you, even though whatever he tells you, he's going to say, "It's don't forget what time it is, though. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to do that with you, but it's 4:15. Okay, I got it.
Right.
You know, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, Jesus says this. He says, "Don't worry about tomorrow." Mm-hmm. "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." Isn't that something?
Yeah.
All these news programs and everything telling you, oh my goodness, yeah, it's over. It's over, whatever. You know, it's like, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know?
Yeah.
And you think about it, it's like, so many people have been, you know, regretting yesterday and dreading tomorrow that they've never lived in today. So they live in constant dread and regret. Oh, man. Yesterday was terrible. I just really just regret yesterday.
Right.
And then they pause for a moment, like, oh, tomorrow. You know? And they dread tomorrow. And it's like they never live in the now.
Mm-hmm.
But now, God lives in the now. He's the I am. He's the present. He's ever present help in time of trouble. You're not going to find God in your past. You're not going to find God in your future. You'll find God in your now.
That's right.
And he says, don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the future. Be concerned about the now, because that's where you're guaranteed this moment, and this is it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You know, and when I talk about, you know, what time it is, when you think about James, when James was writing, the brother Jesus is writing in James chapter 4, verse 13 through 15, he says, now listen, you who say tomorrow or today we'll go to this city or that city, spend a year here, carry on business there, we'll make some money. Why? You don't even know that will happen tomorrow. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. This is really refreshing, because mm-hmm. so many people are trying to carry the burden of tomorrow, but they're dumping the burden of today.
Right.
While everybody else is living in today is carrying your load.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Jink, jail, man. But today, I know tomorrow is there, but listen, today. He says, well, you don't even know that what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? He says, you're a mist. You're a vapor. You're just a vapor. Think of poof, a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes. I mean, think about it. It's like, just think of a mist, just a mist that's there and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he describes our life. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
He says, instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Listen, everything that we do as believers needs to be subjected to the reality, this reality,
mm-hmm.
that God is the one that's in control.
That's right.
That pagans are the ones that run after those things and worry about those things. He says, just seek me. Seek me first, and I'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
The birds are taking care of everything. It's, listen, live in the now. Now. You're missing out on your now. Quit living in dread and regret. Live in now. People need some help. Your family needs some help. You know, so quite often people are leaving their family continually trying to work out tomorrow while your family are dying in today. Or you're in an emotional corner somewhere because you're regretting yesterday and your family needs you in today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hello, you know, join us.
Yeah,
you know, we're living and suffering in the now. Mm-hmm. We need some help. You know, today's got enough troubles. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And so James chapter 4, verse 15 says, instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Which means when you say 4:15, you know what time it is, right? It's 4:15.
That's right.
That you're saying, you know, I'm going to go to Atlanta next week, and I'm going to go to some of the churches or visit some of the believers there and spend some time with them or whatever, you know, but you know, it's always 4:15.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you saying? You're saying, you know what? That's what I would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if God has other plans in store, I'm cool with that. A lot of people are stressing out because they told everybody what tomorrow is like when God's going, you did. Can you say eat crow?
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about it. I mean, you do have a vision. You do talk about and you hear God, what God's telling you for your life. But listen, it's subjected to God. God may have other plans. He may have other plans in store for you. Your very life might be called tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He talks about that in James. He says, listen, this man said, I'm going to build bigger barns tomorrow and store up all my stuff. And he says, little did he know tomorrow he would die.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready for that moment.
Right.
Because that moment's appointed for each of us.
Every one of us.
And celebrate. If you're don't celebrate. If you're not a believer, just ask for more life. Become a believer. But listen, we go to be with him forever. Forever. Oh, my goodness. So what is today's proverb? Today's proverb is Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not even know what the day may bring forth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.